Just to give a quick background to Chazer over what we did last week was, when you prepay for a schoira, especially a seasonal item, is what we're talking about, but in general, you prepay for a schoira, and the reason you're going to get delivery later, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk next week in Mitzvah Shem about what happens if you prepay, and you're trying to get a discount because you prepaid. But here we're not talking about discounts. We're talking about that you're prepaying and you're locking in the rate that's the going right now. And even if it goes up later at the time of delivery, you're going to get the schoira at the rate of the original price that you made up. Okay? So the reason that this moicher, kipshuta, is willing to lock in and guarantee you the going rate of today, even though maybe it's going to be lower than the going rate of tomorrow, is because you gave him a loan, essentially. Right. You prepaid, and now he has money, and we explained to Rabbi Kiviger that this is really a loan. Even though it's only real mice, it's ribiz drabanon, because it's derech mekach umemkar. You didn't say the lashon of halva, and it's the derech mekach umemkar. Afal pikein, it still has a shaykhus to a loan, and therefore it is a loan. Really, it's a loan. It's just derech mekach umemkar, and therefore it's ribiz. So that's the case where, that's the iser. So what's the heter? So yes, last week we discussed the heter in the Mishnah. Ain poiskim al peres achi yotza shar. Yotza shar poiskim alpa pishein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. That's the Mishnah daf ayin beis amin beis. So we explained that the way that works is that if there's a shar, forget the lumdus. What's the case? The case is if there's a shar, means that there's a set going rate.
Established.
It's a fixed price.
Fixed rate.
A fixed price. Today, then it's mutter. Why? So the pshat is alpa pishein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. Since the moicher could go ahead, even though he doesn't have it, but he could go ahead and get it right now at today's rate, at the rate that he made up with you, and he could theoretically get it and deliver it immediately. It's as if he has it already, it's as if the sell was made. And Tosis, and Dach Samich, Beis Amud Beis, adds, and we had in the sheets, that there's even a kinyan l'mishapara. That means that the lekech already got something back from his money. That's what we define the difference between a sale and a loan, is that a loan, you gave the money, but you didn't get anything in return yet. So the money, you're waiting on your money. Mashenk, in a sale is when you gave the money and you got something immediately back in place, in lieu of your money. In place of your money, you got something back in return. That's a sale. So therefore, you're not waiting on your money. You got something back right away. So here, you got back something already. You didn't get the schoira, but you have a schus. If the guy wants to back out from giving you the schoira, you can take him to Bezin. And Bezin, we learned last in the winter, we were learning that Mishapara is like a real tvi in Bezin. That you could take him to Bezin to get a Mishapara. So therefore, you have a tvi on the payers already. Mikarik your money, and therefore, it's like you have the payers.
Those payers are not
the clause. Okay, we're busy with that the last 2 weeks already. But now, one thing I did see is that if you're going to be makbid, if you're makbid, that you want dafka from his orchard, okay, then taka alser. Because if you want dafka from his orchard, then what's the heter? The heter is afal pishein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. Well, he could get me the schoira in the shuk and give it to me. Very nice. But I don't want
that's
the schoira from
the
shuk.
I want it his free.
Yeah, the shuk is not. I didn't pay for the shuk schoira. I want your schoira. You have a good name. You have good fruit. I don't want you to go get me the other guy's fruit. So therefore, if you're makbid that you want dafka his schoira, then the fact that he can get it from someone else doesn't matter.
Okay. But are we saying Benson really the whole? Are we saying really the whole thing is really impure? Just it happens to look like halva, because even though really it's mechira, it happens to look like halva, but if Yesh...
Well, you tried to do mechira.
Then we're going to say it's a real mechira?
You tried to do a mechira, but Lamai said it ended up, since you didn't get anything in return for your money, it ends up a halva, not looks. It ends up being a halva. Because halva and metzias is a halva. I gave you money that I'm just waiting on. I don't have anything in return for it. Zok the Gemara that if you have a yatzah shar, then yatzah shar makes it that it's already not so much lebal l'shusa. He has to sell you.
Because even if there's no shar, it's still there. It's
no, he can't get it. First of all, there's two svars in shar. So that's what we ended up. We ended up last week that there's two svars in shar. No. So the vart.
Right,
so the vart is like this. So the vart is that there's two points that you need in the shahr. One is that it's available, and one is that it's available at this price,
that's
so that
key.
He could take the money that I gave him and get me that
schoira.
If by the time I gave him the money, he goes runs to the store, the price will change. That means you can't guarantee me that with the money I gave you, you could get me that schoira right now.
So let's have him in front of the store right now.
I'm saying, okay, you're finding a very specific case, but generally speaking, the point is he has to be able to guarantee you that he can get you the schoira at the price
and
that you made up.
So I'll take the loss if it changes. I'm saying this. If it's a real makira.
What do you mean? There's no shar. It's not available. So therefore, there's no mishapara. No, but there's no mishapara. There's still no mishapara that this money bought those pears. You're trying to say that this money bought the pears in the shuk, basically, is what you're trying to do. So you can't say that because this money doesn't buy pears.
It could.
And that's number one. Number two, there was another svar that we said last week. That's mitzad the moicher, that the moicher has the pears, and that it's as if he has the pears. And you're quite in Mishapara, he can't go back anymore on the sale. He's locked into completing the sale. Once he's locked into completing the sale, so now you have a schus on the pears. If it goes up, it's like Taisa says, it's Rishus Nisyaker. Okay? Then there's another svar, mitzad the lokeach. We said last week that the lokeach also has a svara that he's going to tie in. I'm not really gaining much from this whole deal. Because since I could theoretically go ahead and buy the pears myself, I don't really need you. You're not giving me anything extra. I could go theoretically buy the pears myself and just put them in my storehouse and take them out on the time of the delivery. And then everything that will go up will be my rishus. I don't really need you. And therefore, it's not ribis mitzad the lokeach either. He's not gaining anything from this.
What do you need the second svara? What do you need mitzad the lokeach and mitzad the moicher?
So that's very good question. Why do you need two svaras in the Gemara? So either enachnam, you need a bavor and mitzad the tzitzvah says. You need a bavor in the moicher and the lokeach's ribis because they're both gaining. Or there's another reason that you need both is that we'll see is that we started talking about last week. There's different levels of shar. There's a Chavos Das in Kuf Samach Gimel says there's different levels of shar. Okay, the Gemara, the first Gemara, and then the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch discusses. Let's say you have a shar that's semi kavua, but it still will change.
This, got a problem.
So is that good enough? So Ma'aseh Midrabban we pass on as long as there is some sort of shar, even though it will change eventually. You know, it's not mamash set for the whole season yet. Maybe that's good enough.
But right now it's available at that price.
Right now it's available at the price, but it may change.
Right,
but like we said last week, this is what we ended up with last week. Rabbi Yashiv says that a shower that changes within one day, that's not a shower at all. That's not a shower at all. So for example,
I think the question becomes is, can you make a deal now and expect delivery at that price?
Right, exactly. So now the word is like this. So for example, the case that we ended up with was a case of foreign currency trading. So, for example, let's say you're let's take it simple. You're here and you want to buy shkolim. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. So we call the shkolim is called Paris in halacha because the only currency, the kesef, is the currency that works as currency in this country. The foreign currency is like Paris. Okay, so you're buying the foreign currency, and now you want to lock in. You want to give $100 and get $400. You're going now. You're going in August. You give the money to the exchange guy now. You give him $100. You want to get 400 shkolim in August when you're going to go to the trip. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. 400 shkolim. The dollar went up, down, whatever. But the point is now to get 400 shkolim, you would have to pay $120. Okay, and you locked in that you got 400 shkolim for the $100 that you gave.
Could have put it away.
So is that awesome?
Away, yeah.
So theoretically, you would say, well, there was a shower.
It
was all great.
Got it when he
right. He put it away.
He had
to sell them. You could have bought it. Put it in the escrow for his client.
So Lamaisa, you don't have the head of a shower because since the shower of these things changes so often. Even on the regular, any person that's dealing with this, he's subject to this change in the shahr, mamish, multiple times in one day. Yeah. So therefore, it's not considered a shahr, and you can't do this deal. Okay, now we'll have to see. Maybe there's a different hetter, but you don't have the hetter of yatzah shahr. The other example that we gave was that let's say you buy property on paper, you're buying a karka.
So, you're trying to say that even though there's no shahr, but my Yohannes will help?
No. You don't have a shahr at all.
No shahr.
What? Oh yeah. So now the Mishnah does say the other example that we said was let's say you want to buy a house on paper. You know, there's a developer. He's developing. He shows you the land.
Map.
You want to buy a condo.
Like, yeah.
You're going to buy a condo. It's not up yet. So he says if you give me 30% now, you could buy it at $200,000. Once it goes up, it's going to be $500,000. Whatever, you can buy
construction pricing.
Pre-construction pricing.
Right.
So basically, you're doing the same thing. Because you gave him part of the money, so whatever you gave him is a loan. You didn't give him all of it, but you gave him 10%. So that 10% is a loan, and because of that, he's guaranteeing you the lower price, even if that's, right? Now, over there, even if you want to argue, there's no shahr there. Because, well, what's a shahr? He can get it for you somewhere else?
He can't.
No, he can't. Right. And therefore, it's pashtus sasa. Now, if he's going to take the 10%, and the only reason he's taking the 10% is to see that you're serious, because he doesn't want to, like, sell out all the apartments and then see, you know, he just wants to see that you're serious. if that was the only logic in that, so he would have put the money in escrow. Because the lokeach would say, put it in escrow, I'm serious, if I back out, you take the money. But in the meanwhile, I don't want you spending my money. Terry says, why is he not doing that? Because you and I all know that the reason he's taking the money now is because he wants the loan. He needs the money. And that's why he's willing to give you the lower price. So,
Actually, Lamaisa, it's different. In order for him to get money from the bank,
but I'm assuming the bank would allow him to show on paper that he sold half the apartments and the money was kept in escrow.
They don't allow it, they require it.
I know, but they don't require him to take the money. They just require him to sell the property. Maybe
he needs a deposit.
But he could put it in escrow, let's say. That's my point. My point is that since he's not willing, the seller is not willing to put the deposit in escrow, so obviously he's taking the deposit, he's spending it. So obviously he's taking the deposit as a loan.
Right.
And because of the loan, he's willing to give you
a lower price.
So Lamaisa, if you're doing such a thing, we'll see, unless he already owns the property, whatever, it's not so partial, but... just leaving it with
you
this
mean
information.
The land itself has value.
As of now, we would have to say that you need to have to iska to do that.
There's no shah in real estate anyway.
There's no shah.
And he paints on
there's no shah.
The whim, the location, and all the other good things.
And you're saying that he doesn't have it now because it's not
regular, on a regular loan. Regular loan of cash.
Well, we'll talk about it after.
Why do you look at it as a loan instead of a contract?
What?
Why do you look at it as a loan instead of a contract?
One contract.
It's a business.
I bought this property by putting this down. I made a contract with you that I'm going to buy the house for $20,000 and I give you 10% down.
Yeah, but what do
you don't buy it now. You only own it later. The contract does not. When we write a contract, when it says in the Mishnah that you're kind of keset, you're kind of karka with shtar, there's no shaykhs to our contracts. Our contract is not a shtar. Our contract is not a shtar that I bought it's it. It's a commitment to buy later. I'm going to buy it in 3 months. Right now, nothing happens.
Tent. So you look at a mortgage the same way then?
A mortgage is a real loan. What do you mean?
No, that's already a
mortgage.
No,
is a loan. It's a real loan. This is also. I mean, there's nothing. That's something else. Now, the next heter that was given was right. A mortgage is a real loan. So, the next heter that's given is in the Mishnah is Hayahu Tchila LeKaitzer. That he has a yesh lawyer already. He already has the schar that he's willing to sell you. Okay? He already has it.
He didn't process it.
Now, he's not necessarily going to deliver you the ones that he has, but he has in stock the schar.
It's a warehouse.
So here we say that that's also a heter. Now, he has to have all of it. He has to have all of the stock. Everything that he said he's going to sell you has to have all of it in stock. So let's go back to our... And what's the heter? The heter is in the lumdus, is that we see that the money already bought, at least the Mishapar, because we passed the Mashiach's Koine, but Al Kaponim, the money bought already the Paris, because he has them.
So I guess he has them, whatever.
Since he has them, so Mamela, the Mecher is done,
he has in stock cannot be committed to another individual.
No, it couldn't.
It could be. It's not double-sold it.
You double-sold it, yeah, because
you can do it 100 times.
You can do it 100 times, but not...
You can sell it 100 times.
As long as you have all of it in this sale.
How do you do that?
Because really, you don't have to end up giving him... No, because you don't have to give him the ones that you have.
That's how they make the money.
The point is, in longness, it looks... We have enough here to latch on that you could... That you sold me the ones you have. Okay. But you can... Right after the sale is done, you could go eat them.
Sounds like, well,
and give me another one, right? So the point is, at the time of the sale, we have to see that there's something really committed. But you don't have to actually give me the same ones.
So if the guy sold. So if the construction person doing the building, they built one unit.
Okay, so let's what? Okay,
they built
so
one
let's get
unit.
There.
They do
so
that.
Good. So
and then they do no, not the sale, but one unit.
Yeah.
So, and then they do this whole thing, 30% down. That they're gonna attach it to this unit. That'd be okay according to this.
Yeah. No one's doing that, but yeah.
They do it all the time.
Now it's like this. So the gather of this yeshlo, the vort is that there's a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. But the way we paskin is, you don't have to give the ones that you actually had in stock. So let's go back to our foreign. So let's go to
pre-sold. In my opinion, he has nothing in stock.
Different floor.
I know, because it's not as real as you're making it.
It's not real.
It's not really sold. It's a theoretical sale.
It's a theoretical sale that allows us to take out this money from being a loan into being a sale now. It's now sale money because you see much more real, like a real. Like a real. You see, like.
Kamoy.
It's smoke and mirrors.
It's a real loser.
Can he do it?
It's Kamoy.
You can call this an Obama.
One after the other.
Okay, so
he was Bavasaka.
I don't know. Let me just bring it out, Lamaisa. So what was the example? So we gave an example that you bought the shkalim, right, at the going rate of now. So we right. said there's no shot. You cannot rely on the fact that it's available in the bank or available in another soicher has them, because the shahr changes all the time. But if the guy that you went to has 400 shkalim on him, so then you could do the sale. And then he's not going to give you the ones he has, because the next guy coming to store is taking them now, right? He's not going to give you those 400. But the bottom line is that you can come back and he'll give you a different 400. But since he had the 400 to give you, so we don't see that you're paying for the... We don't see it as if you're paying for the Akdama.
It's as if you got these particular ones.
Whoa. I go to a money changer. I give him $100. He's got 400 shkalim on
sitting there. So theoretically, I could take them now.
I could take them now. Now, the fact that I don't take them now and I decide, okay, I'm going to pick him up in Eretz Yisrael, because I'm afraid I'm going to get pickpocketed or something like that. So right. I'm going to pick him up in Eretz Yisrael, and now I need 120 to get the 400, right?
It's still legal because he had the 400.
It's as if yours was sitting there the whole time it went up in value.
His 400 and I exactly. chose not to, exactly. then it's on me.
Exactly.
I can live with that.
So that's the Het of Yeshla. So let's go to the real estate case. So in the real estate case, that you could do Isaac's Eitzah, which is a little bit funny, but you prepay for a pre-construction, but there's one unit that's made already.
For real Kenyan, so could be able to do this.
But you're not trying. You're not trying to do that necessarily. But the thing is like this:
you can't sell something that I really own.
But
it's mine.
Who owns that unit?
No, no. There's only one person who owns it. In the meanwhile, that's the seller.
Right.
Okay. But the point is, it's a now. The only thing that some of the Paiskim say is that if the developer owns the property or the karka, now, I don't know myself, but if you're buying a condo on the 13th floor, do you own anything in the karka itself? In the karka, or you just have
you pay taxes for it?
Well, because the association is responsible for the outer walls and the
right.
You have a certain percentage of the public property.
You do because you pay taxes on it.
So the question is, if you could latch on and say that the sale I'm giving you, the money, the deposit I'm giving you is for the karka.
That's the easiest thing.
It's for the karka. The karka is already there. The karka is a yeshloi.
Yeah.
Now some people are saying that they don't necessarily. They sometimes will take the pre-construction sales before they even own the property. So if that's the case, then they don't own the property. They can't sell it to you.
But if I confirm this to be the case.
An option is not good enough, but I think the pre-sale, the developer owns the land.
Yeah.
The sale, the pre-construction, that's where the developer doesn't own the property. He's trying to put together a deal.
Developer sells it, or the real estate owner sells it. The developer is just going to develop it on somebody else's property.
Whatever the case may be, depends. It depends if the developer has a good idea and he has an eye on a property, he has a contract on it, but he doesn't actually own it. Anything is possible. But if the guy owns the property, then you could theoretically put the money down and speak out that the money is going toward giving me a chelik in the karka.
And that works.
And the karka is a yeshloi.
Does the contract have to spell that out?
You should spell that out. Yeah. Now the only thing is that
you own the actual karka beneath the house in Monashop. If the whole thing falls through,
Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to own the karka there.
Correct. Right. So it doesn't work that way. The government owns the whole. They sell apartments. It's all they sell.
Even if you have a house, that's not your car. Now, what's called a yeshloi?
Okay, very common. What's called a yeshloi?
What's a market?
What's called yeshloi? The next half.
Meaning that he has it. What's called having it?
Meaning, let's say you call up a store, and you want to buy, something that has some summer sneaker, something from the store that's a semi-seasonal item that by the time the summer you want to buy beach toys,
beach umbrellas
for the summer for your camp or whatever, and by the time the summer comes along they're gonna become more expensive. It's the season. You want to buy it before, so you call the store and you tell them, I want to buy the beach chairs. I want to buy 60, whatever. I want to buy the beach chairs. Now, they tell you, listen, I don't have them in stock, but...
shipment's coming or whatever.
Right, but I already you know, made a deposit, and it's on the way. It's being shipped in from China or whatever. Right now, I just don't have them yet. So that's a case. That's called Yesh Lo Ashroi B'Masa. That's called that it's owed to him. He already paid for it, and it's owed to him. So is that enough for a yeshloi? He doesn't actually own it.
How's that different than the case of the payros?
It's available theoretically, but here he actually paid for it already.
It may not grow.
The guy already had paid for it already, and it's in delivery, it's available to him.
That's not in the spot.
It's not that he can go buy it now. Yeah, oh, you want it? I'll go buy it. No, I already bought it. It's just, it's mine. It's just,
he already bought it.
He bought it.
It's owed to me already. It's owed to me. That's good. Yeshloi Ashroi B'Masa. So in the case... Right, exactly. Yeah. So in the case of Yesh Lei Ashroi B'Masa, the pshat is that he owns it already.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
He owns it, and it's like a pikadon. Someone owes it to him. It's owed to him. So Rabbi Kivager, in some Kuf Samach Beis, Rabbi Kivager says that's called a Yesh Lei. That's enough for this head.
The fact that it's owed to him.
It's like in his pocket. Like
someone else owes it to him. And also, what happens if it's a Yesh Lei in a different city? Also he has it in his other warehouse. He doesn't have it here.
No.
In his other warehouse, that's also enough.
Because it's trucked over is not
a problem. That's called that.
Let's say he's going to charge more once he gets a delivery. Let's say while it's owed to me, it costs $20. But as soon as I put it on the shelves, I have it. I'm going to charge $25.
That's the point.
That's what he did. He locked it in before because he needed the cash.
Now you can't tell him beferish that I'm giving you hoizalah more than the going right now. You have to. I don't know if you could say beferish. Well, listen, if you pay me now, I'll give it to you for 20. If you pay me later, I'll give it to you for 25. You can't say that beferish. But right.
Right now the price is $20, and
it is.
It's going to be $25.
I don't have it.
It's owed to me. I don't have it yet.
If the price now is 20 and he has it.
Pre-manufacturing price. Pre-manufacturing price.
Well, it doesn't exist yet, then.
It's not from a guy who owes it to me the same way I owe it to the other guy.
No, but the point is that the other guy, he's
just
already
the layer of the same thing.
He's already delivering it.
I ordered it from the wholesaler.
Let's say go back to the case, pre-manufacturing.
And it hasn't been manufactured yet.
Then it's nothing.
Why it's owed to him?
What's owed to him?
He didn't make it to be manufactured.
This is the case that everybody understands. You're talking about.
No, I said it's being shipped. I said it's on the way.
It's made or shipped.
If it's only made, it's in the loft. If it's not made yet, then what?
If it's made, but you don't own it yet.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, you do.
It's owed to you. You bought 10,000 pieces from China. You bought 10,000 pieces of something from China. They have to manufacture it.
You bought those.
It's owed to you.
No. Oh, it's owed to me that he'll have to make. No, I'm talking about
you
that.
Bought lounge chairs. Hold on.
I have them already.
You bought lounge chairs.
Yeah.
One second. You bought lounge chairs in China. They've got the metal. They've got the plastic. They got the glue. They got the binding.
Put it together.
All they need to do is flip the switch in the factory, and everything's going to get put together.
Kavaldik. Next case.
Is that what we're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Is that Yeshlo?
I'm not talking about that. I wasn't talking about that, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I was talking about is just a very simple case where you call the company, and the company says, I already put in the order. It's on the way, but I don't have it yet
in
stock. Do
you have a Kenyan on that?
What?
What's the head of it? Is there a Kenyan on that? There's no Kenyan. Maybe there's a Shar. There's no Yeshloi.
Why not?
You own it the same way I own it. Me, the buyer, I'm buying from you. And you're buying from him the same way I'm buying from you.
No.
You don't own it yet. No. What makes you own it? You paid for it?
You paid for
concrete. I also paid for it.
No, it's different. Because you paid for specific... Here, this is a psika. I'm making a shibra gupta. You have to get me in the loft. Here, I paid for those things and you delivered them already to me. I have specific kinyan on specific things. Mishapara, for sure Mishapara.
I'm saying, so it's working with the same Mishapara.
No, but here, the Mishapara is... It's not a transfer. It's not transferring. The word is that if it's owed to me...
Can I get a Mishapara on your Mishapara? Okay. That's what you're saying, basically. You have a Mishapara on these items, and I'm going to get a Mishapara on your Mishapara.
That's a much stronger Mishapara in that case, because it's on specific things. He has to give me the ones specifically that are already on the ship.
You're still working with a Mishapara, it's not working with a real Kenyan.
You're saying maybe Ashrei B'Masa has to be that Imamish owns it. Okay, fine. Now, The
Shlomo Moses is better because it's already in his property. It's in his warehouse. Here it's on the truck. Right. That's Shlomo
Moses.
No, yeah, no, no, no. Shlomo Moses is not his warehouse. That's Yeshlei. Shlomo Moses means someone owes it to me. I have a choiv.
Right.
It's being manufactured.
So I'm saying there's also like a choiv. Now, there's one other case like this. What about the case that Warren said? Let's say I'm ordering from China, from a Jewish guy in China, and I'm ordering the beach chairs, and he has all the materials, but he didn't put them together yet. Is that called the Yeshlei? That's very common also. The guy would rather say, listen, I'll give you, I'm going to forget a discount, but I'm going to give you, you know,
good price.
Somehow.
Depends how many processes whatever. He has to put
so, oh, very good. So over here it says in Siv Gimel.
It's one step, two steps, five steps.
And that should be no set price. So you don't have to come Yeshlei. Yeah. So in Siv Dalet it says like this. In Siv Dalet it says, if he has that item, even though it's not nigmar yet, that's enough of a Yeshlei. You could do it. As many as he has. Even if there's no shar, because it's called Yeshlei. However, it has to be that it's only two steps removed from being completed. If it's three steps removed from being completed, that's too far removed.
Stapling, boxing. Yeah, there it is. I don't know.
So therefore, so you're saying you have the metal and you have the this and you have the that. Very nice. So it depends. How hard is it?
You have to put them together.
If it requires three malachas, then it's also. If it only requires two malachas, then it will be mutter.
Oh.
Okay? So you order something from a guy. And it's very common with like custom-made stuff. Custom-made furniture, custom-made suits, and stuff like that. And materials could fluctuate in price. So you prepay and you tell the guy, listen, 6 months from now, I want you to bring me my furniture, my cabinetry, you know, with a kitchen. Yeah. Or with sparm shrunks or something like that, that you prepay the guy, and I want my custom-made wooden stuff. No, the price of wood could go up. Things could happen. So he has the wood. Very nice. But that's not the finished product. He has to cut the wood. He has to put it together. He has to stain it. There's a lot of malachas. Just having the wood is not going to be enough to allow him to make this mutter. So therefore, what you would have to say is that if you want to do that, the money that you're giving him up front, you have to say, I'm actually buying the wood.
So you have ownership,
and then I'm hiring you separately
to put it together.
To put it together. So I'm doing two separate transactions with you. I'm buying the materials, and then I'll hire you. The money that I'm paying to hire you, I didn't pay you yet. The money that I'm paying to hire you, I didn't pay you yet. The money I'm giving you up front, that's going to buy, towards me buying the material. If I'm only buying material, that's taka yeshlei already.
That's the possible. So let's say you pay money for the whole thing in advance.
If you pay the whole thing in advance, it's a problem.
You can't pay a guy for labor.
I'm not sure why you do that anyway, but
why can't you make half of it for the material, half of it for the future schirs?
Because prepaying for schirs is also not so poshut. We have to get to prepaying for schirs. If he's only going to start later, then it's the same thing. So prepaying for schirs, we have to. One thing that we have to speak out.
But the case that you're talking about is that you buy the thing in advance, you pay the whole price first. Right?
Yeah, I don't think you're paying the whole thing. Who would pay the whole thing before you got it?
You have to give a letter of credit, or you have to have all the money has to be there.
Where?
Sometimes in escrow, when it's
escrow's not a loan. Hagufa. Escrow's a pikadon.
There has to be. It depends on how you buy it. Depending on the terms. If you're buying an FOB and it's good, I'm only going to pay for it with the dock, or I'm buying it from China, it's different.
Split FOB.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
Freight on board.
Freight on board. It's already going onto the truck.
You pay for it at the location that's the final FOB.
It depends which terms you get. Right.
And the other I understand, but
there's still hope, though. Even if you're taking a transfer, owning it at a different point, you still owe the material.
Owed it. I'm just saying, it depends what you're paying for. If you're buying for the finished product, you can't prepay for the finished product because the finished product is not a yeshloi. And there's no shar for it. Uh-huh. There's no shar for it because it's a random item. It's a custom-made item. There's no shar for it. So therefore, it doesn't help. But if you would say that, kipshutai, maybe there's some whole but And so therefore what I'm saying is that the Eitzah is to split up the deal. Is that you say the raw materials are taka here, there's a shire for them, so I can prepay for the raw materials. And the schirs we have to talk about, how do you prepay for schirs? Is it mutter to prepay for hiring someone to do it? So that's the shaila. How are you doing it?
Is there shaila for schiras?
No shaila, but the question is maybe it's not also to prepay. So the things that we have to do, we have to talk about prepaying for schiras and prepaying for schiras kark, are those two things for rentals.
So there could be something that's missing two malafes out in China, and that's mutter, but there's a,
if what? But,
if I, whatever, it's
a shrine,
but it's still missing two malafes and it's in China, that's okay. But there's a price that could change later in the day, which I could get right now with a phone call, but that's not okay.
Right.
Okay,
let's
make sure I get it correct.
Yeah. No, because that one is not owed to me. It's much more mehechatesi. I could go buy it.
Yeah, right now, though.
Yeah, but I have to go do something much more. I have to go to mechusar gavina. I have to go.
Right.
I have to go pay. I have to go buy it. Here, I did everything already. I just have to sit back and relax. It's going to be brought to my door. So.
What's considered one or two malachas?
I'm not sure today I'm not sure exactly
how Lamaisa had to translate it, but that's the sum up of this of Paiskin. Now, Lamaisa, there's a couple things that are offshoots of this, and that we still have to still discuss. One is when you're trying to be paisik, but not on buying something, but on schiris.
Rental?
Either schiris karka or schiris of a person. And the other one is, if you're prepaying, but you're prepaying for a, and you're getting, because of the prepayment, he's actually discounting the price. So if he's actually discounting the price, beferish, that's not this sugya. This sugya we're talking about, that you're locking into to today's going rate. You're not going lower than today's going rate. You're just locking in, and that's the problem.
That should be worse.
If you're going lower than the going rate, then you don't have any of these heterim.
Or if the rate doesn't exist.
Okay, so, right. But if you're going lower than the
going rate. That's not the shot.
Right, exactly. So you don't have those heterim, that we have to talk about separately. Okay.
What about time value of money?